Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And lest we forget, Discord server, Facebook community, MeWe community, VR blog, VR everywheres. So, I've been enjoying looking at my Old School Essentials Classic Fantasy Rules Tome. I really should be breaking out the individual books in the box set, but this is what I had near my desk. I had the other one on display in the living room. Yeah, I'm getting away with that. So let's not take that too far. And as I've mentioned before, I'm playing a cleric in Tim Schwartz's campaign, Mr. Gothard's Manor himself, and I'm looking at the cleric spells, and my rule set, my mind works on the AD&D level. So bringing myself back to a BX level when it comes to stuff like this is a little bit different, because like Bless, I always thought of it as a first level spell. It's a second level spell here in BX. And the area of effect is greatly different. And the duration is greatly different. So in some ways, the AD&D version is beneficial. It is first level. So it's, yeah, you can use up a Cure Light Wound slot, I guess you could say. But and it affects your allies within a 5-inch by 5-inch area of effect. So that's 50 feet by 50 feet, right? Indoors, or 50 yards by 50 yards outdoors, that can be a huge amount of people benefiting from the bless spell. What about Old School Essentials, BX? Duration, 6 turns. 6 melee rounds, right? 6 turns. 6 turns, 10 rounds in a turn. It lasts for an hour, 60 rounds. That's pretty damn good. So, I would have to say, and the range stays the same in both cases, 60 feet. I was like, damn, that's a huge, huge difference. Cure Light Wounds, all right. Old School Essentials, D6 plus 1, D8, and AD&D. But, in BX, it also cures the paralyzing effects of paralysis. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a feature of the BX rules. Now, excuse me, I can go on talking about, I don't want to call them discrepancies, because they aren't discrepancies. These are different rules. They are certainly like Detect Evil. In AD&D, you got one turn plus a half turn per level. Here, you get 6 turns. That's a major difference, you know, and there are many more examples of that. Purify Food and Water, by the way, is simple to understand in BX. It tells you it for drink, it'll take care of 6 quarts unpreserved food, a quantity sufficient for 12 human-sized beings. What is the description in AD&D? It purifies food and drinks suitable to eating and drinking. Up to 1 cubic foot of food and or drink can be made suitable for consumption. Now, maybe it's just me. I'm putting the books down and closing them up right now, but maybe it's just me. But which of you knows how much food and drink goes into a cubic foot? I've got no fucking clue. I didn't know it back then. I certainly don't know it now. Think about that, okay? AD&D assumed a lot. I still remember the article in Dragon Magazine. Oh, God, what was it, 65, 66? The article about fireballs and their cubic dimensions of fireballs. And if you cast a fireball in a 10 by 10 room, how much blowback are you going to have in a corridor that's 5 feet wide, 8 feet tall. And how far back will the blowback go? Because they're assuming in the article that magic conforms to physics. And to me, in my junior high school and high school days, that was awesome. Because, yeah, it made AD&D sound scientific. But the reality, if you can call it a reality, you're playing a game with fantasy magic at its core. So why would it? It's a 10 by 10 room. Well, it doesn't go beyond the walls. It doesn't blow those walls out. There's no force. There's no pressure, right? We never discussed, when you think, I'm tumbling over myself here. When you think about what they included in the AD&D rules for you to decipher, a cubic foot of food and or drink. Are you going to go out and get a box that's one by one by one and start shoving like ring dings and fucking Hot Pockets in it and see how many bottles of Gatorade fit in it? Rachel's in the background laughing. Can you see us doing this at one of the, we should do this as a project at the TotalCon. Hey, there you go. Maybe we're going to do the AD&D project. I'm going to go buy one of those 1 foot cube storage cubes.
Yeah.
At IKEA or on Amazon, fuck it. Why go shopping if I don't have to during the holidays? All right, and we'll just shove as much shit in that as we possibly can to figure out how much food and drink we could actually purify in that area of effect. I don't think we were doing that back in the 80s. We just went, okay, well, cubic foot got to be a lot, right? For sure. I could do it at TotalCon because I drive to TotalCon. So I could buy like a lot of cheap shit at a dollar store, like cheap bread, or maybe cheap eggs. Really, really fucking make a mess out of this. Oh, candy's not fair, Rach, because we're not, it's not going to be edible after we fuck with it. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the liquids now, we're not going to pour them out of the bottles. We're going to actually put them in there with, like, water bottles or whatever. But, yeah, this could be a one. And I should have thought about this before I started this podcast. We could do it live on a Tavern Chat podcast, along with video to go along with it that we'll put up on YouTube. So you can actually get a visual. Jesus. See, I'm fucking dangerous, man. I'm dangerous when I'm lacking sleep, which I have been the last couple of days. I don't know why. I think it's the allergies. I'm not sleeping well. And a wee bit of back pain, you know. But me complain, God forbid. But yeah, no. I got to blame somebody. I'm going to blame Bad Mike. Because Bad Mike's the inspiration on this one. And I say that because Bad Mike and I are the ones that started writing spells to fill in the gaps in Swords and Wizardry. And now I'm looking at it, and it's like, wait, we translate the spells from sometimes AD&D to original D&D / BXisms. Now we got to, like, take this bullshit science out of AD&D. There's no... I used to think that, well, AD&D do falling damage. Well, that must be realistic for acceleration, right? First 10 feet is 1d6, and the next 10 feet is 2d6. So falling 20 feet is 3d6 damage, and you add another 30 for that final. It's like, oh, so now you're doing 66. I don't think that was quite scientific. I just think it looked scientific enough. So, yeah, and we can't experiment with that fireball one, though. I'm not going to cast a fireball or a little for flamethrower to figure out how the blowback on a fireball. That'll leave to the scientific minds to figure out, but we can do the purified food and drink, and I think we will. Damn. Joe's gonna be around. He'll be free first week of January, so we'll cause some trouble. You might be working, unless we do it on a Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Yeah, Joe the lawyer and I are going to be hanging out in January. Probably cause some troubles. Maybe this will include some of the troubles we may cause. Mm-hmm. The world never knows, does one? All right, folks. Well, that went on its own fucking angle. If you like the show, if you find me vaguely fucking entertaining, and if you're listening, you probably do. I don't know why else you'd listen. Give us a like. Give us a review on places like Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It can only help. I really do appreciate it. All right, folks. Uh-oh. The doggy is causing troubles. All right, folks. As always, be safe. Be well. God bless. It's the holiday season. So please, roll those dice. Roll them well. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.